Thanks for tuning in to Wellness Wednesday. I'm Jamie Osborne, Wellness Coordinator Intern.
And I am Mark Lincoln, Assistant Principal. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. This is Mark Lincoln and
Jamie Osborne.
In our first episode of a podcast we're thinking of creating, called Wellness Wednesday. And the entire intent is to help teachers and educators better understand this conversation of wellness. Jamie, here's my scoop. Here's my situation. I am the leader in this building of our wellness committee, something I'm really excited about. But truthfully, I, like a lot of Americans, you know, I'm signing up for this wellness concept. It feels right. It feels good. It feels important. But candidly, I'm not as educated on the wellness world than I could be. You know, it's not something that ever came up in my teacher training. I see such a need. Yeah. However, it's just not something that I'm an expert in. Talk to me. Is that kind of what you've discovered when you've kind of interacted with people and talking about this conversation of wellness?
Yeah, a lot of people are just, it's not something that's always brought to the forefront. It's kind of an afterthought. I mean, it's becoming more of a conversation. It's becoming more of something that people are thinking of on a day-to-day basis, but it's not something that's in training. It's not something that's part of an education, like you said. When people are getting their degrees, they don't think about their wellness. It's not incorporated in their degrees. But
I think the tough part is kind of understanding where to start.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, maybe there's value, and I think all of us, especially as educators, you've had moments where you realize that there are certain coping mechanisms that you bring to the table that help you, you know, get through your day and kind of get through life in a way that's positive.
Yeah.
But on the same time, I think as things have evolved in the world of education, our frustrations and things that can be really tough to work through are emerging as being very serious. You know, I'm really worried, to speak very candidly in our wellness committee, about the education profession right now. There's no shortage of data citing educator burnout as being a major concern.
Absolutely.
It's near and dear to my heart, too, because, you know, I taught for 17 years. I love being in the classroom. I love working with kids. And I think there's just so much joy and purpose and that exists in the classroom. But I think we're asking more and more of educators.
Yeah.
And some of what we're asking is really tough to process and maybe even wearing on people's social and emotional health. I also think that, you know, these new struggles in the world of education come at a time where the American lifestyle is evolving quite a bit too.
Yeah.
Whether it's family life or just how social media intersects with our social constructs, it's just a unique time. And so, as I said before, wellness just seems like a smart move. It seems like the right thing that we want to proactively incorporate into our profession. I just don't know where and when to start. You know, and I know, like, you know, last year the joke was our wellness committee sometimes was, you know, a lot of happy hours. And I think our happy hours are really opportunities for connection. And that culture of connection is something I really believe in.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to wellness. So talk to me, by your definition, you're an expert in wellness. I'm talking a lot here.
Yeah.
What is wellness? And how do we as a society understand this concept or misunderstand this concept?
Well, wellness is really, it's a multidimensional concept, right? So as a society, the first thing, what do you think of? The first thing when somebody says wellness, a lot of people, you think of physical wellness or you think of nutrition. Sometimes people think of mental wellness. And that term alone, mental wellness, sometimes is misunderstood because mental wellness is actually not about your mental health. Mental wellness is actually about how you push yourself to reduce brain fog, to increase creativity, to learn more. Emotional wellness is the thing that people confuse with mental wellness.
Mm. I'm guilty of that, for sure. Yeah, even just here, I'm learning, okay.
Yeah, wellness itself is a state of actively practicing healthy habits daily to achieve a health goal. And health goals are different for everybody. So that is the actual definition of wellness. But yeah. It contains so much more than just physical wellness or emotional wellness
yeah
and nutrition.
Fair enough. Okay. And so if you're, let's just like put ourselves in the shoes of a teacher out there, right? Day to day, getting through the grind, maybe, you know, has that as rewarding purpose in the classroom, but is having those moments of really needing to, recognizing they need to, he, she, they really needs to prioritize wellness. Where do you start? Like, what are the different, I know you've talked to me about these like different dimensions of wellness. What does that look like?
So, I like that you say, what does that look like? Because picture a wheel.
Okay.
And if you talk to any health educator or you talk to a wellness coach, that's what we start with, is a wheel. And we always say, try to drive a car on an unbalanced wheel. You can't do it because it's just your wheels, your steering wheel is going to wobble, right?
Okay.
So a wellness wheel, there's 8 different dimensions. And you usually start by asking a patient or a client or an individual, on a scale of 1 to 10 on these 8 different dimensions, which include physical, intellectual, emotional, spiritual, occupational, financial, social, and environmental. On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you see yourself in each of those 8 dimensions?
Okay.
You're not going to have a perfect circle, but how do you try to achieve a more rounded, balanced wheel? What can you do personally? And it's always individual.
Now, Jamie, in those 8 dimensions, I know you kind of rattled them off pretty fast. Yeah. Could you go through them one more time? So, like, if you're thinking about this, you're saying, okay, my personal wellness, you're taking, like, an inventory.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about what again? What are they?
So, your physical wellness, that is what you put into your body and what you put in your body. So, when you think of what you put into your body, that is your physical movement.
Okay.
You know, you put what you put into your body is what you get out of your body. What you put in your body would be your nutrition.
Okay.
Your intellectual wellness, that's stimulating your brain, eliminating brain fog. That's also considered your mental wellness. Okay. So depending, those terms are used kind of interchangeably, but that is that one. Another dimension would be your emotional wellness, and that's the one where people kind of say, oh, my mental wellness.
Sure, sure.
But that's, you know, mental health, stress, managing your emotions, identifying your emotions and acknowledging them. Spiritual wellness, a lot of people immediately think of religion, but that is not it.
Okay.
Spiritual wellness is, what is your life's purpose or finding your meaning in life? You're happy, you're zen, that kind of thing. Occupational wellness is establishing a work-life balance and finding satisfaction in the work that you do.
Gotcha.
Financial wellness is budgeting, financial security, managing your financial stress, because you don't have to live stressfully in your financial situation. I mean, sometimes your financial situation is what it is, but you don't have to live in stress about it. There are ways to find balance in that.
Yeah.
Social wellness is establishing social connections and healthy relationships. And then there's environmental wellness. That's about living with your environment and not in it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, when you kind of go through these 8 and you think of this wheel metaphor you've brought to us today, it's honestly, the way you frame it, it sounds so sensible. Like, we should kind of be good at this. And, you know, I'm looking at this, I'm seeing things like, you know, alcohol consumption and doom scrolling, not a dimension.
Yeah,
I'm noticing, right? Like, that is not a healthy, like, we know these things, we know, but yet I bring up alcohol consumption and doom scrolling just because, as an example of, like, why is it that we as humans struggle so much with this? Like, shouldn't this be sort of a priority? What are those, like, barriers to thinking about this wheel in a way that's so sensible and healthy, the way that our wellness coordinators like you are trying to promote?
Yeah, I mean, well, one, life, right?
Yeah.
Life is a barrier. but a lack of resources for a lot of people. There's a lack of understanding because, I mean, not everybody knows that there's 8 dimensions. Mm-hmm. Not everybody we talked about. You think of wellness, you think physical and mental.
Yeah.
And there's a misunderstanding of what mental is. There's financial barriers for some people to get started. And then a lot of stigma around getting help.
Sure.
And where to start and opening up about not feeling well or wanting to get well.
And maybe having someone say, like, hey, I need a plan. Like, I need a wellness plan is not something you hear every day.
Correct.
But truthfully, you know, that might be part of what we need people to start to think about in those moments where they need some help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having it kind of as a norm that you take out your wellness wheel. I'm joking. Yeah. I don't think we'll ever get there. But like starting to think about like, what are these areas that I'm, dare I say, like deficient in? Areas where I'm just not prioritizing these areas. And maybe that's why I'm experiencing, whether it's burnout or just overall, you know, lack of satisfaction or sadness or whatever it may be, which there's no shortage of data to suggest a lot of Americans right now are experiencing that. Is that something that in your wellness program they talk about a lot? Or
yeah, I mean, America as a whole, Americans just, we experience lack. I love the word that you used.
Yeah.
In general, we just, overall, we experience lack in so many areas.
Yeah.
And it's just because we don't know how to ask for help. We don't want to ask for help. There's a huge stigma around asking for help as Americans.
Sure.
And it's just a cultural thing that, you know, health educators and wellness educators, we're trying to teach people to overcome.
Understandable. Well, my best hope is in the coming episodes that we record, we kind of go through these dimensions and you try to educate us a bit more on how wellness could be the answer to, you know, like I said, finding the joy in a profession that I think offers so much joy, but yet also offers some completely understandable frustrations and barriers to getting through your day in a positive way. And, you know, my best hope is that we can kind of explore what a wellness plan would look like. Maybe even for me, we can create, I'm going to think about like, what was my wellness plan look like? And we can better kind of understand this journey together.
Yeah, I love that because wellness is a journey. I love that you acknowledge that because it isn't just a start and an end. It is just an ever-evolving journey. You're not going to ever complete it.
And it's not just happy hours on Friday.
No.
But that's a part of it. That's a part of this.
That's a huge part of it. Okay,
all right. Yes,
it is good. A huge part of it.
You got
it.
Some parts right. So, all right. Well, we look forward to exploring these topics and kind of, Jamie, you helping us on this journey. And hopefully, you know, if you're a listener out there thinking about this job as a teacher or as an educator and thinking about how you're going to process these emotions throughout the day, I hope all of us start to maybe think a little bit more about Jamie's wellness wheel and we can, you know, maybe make this a bit happier of a place for everybody. So thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for listening and stay well.